Welcome to the 1% Leadership Podcast, where we challenge teachers and coaches to write their own story and improve by 1% each day so they can have a greater impact on their students and athletes. This is episode number 100 of the 1% Leadership Podcast. I'm your host, John Barth, and today's challenge for June 8th is identify something you want to change in your life. What is your motivation for making the change? Is it internal or external? How can you start or continue making your decisions based on internal motivations rather than external motivations? Today's challenge comes from our fundamental of success of living by principles. I was running 3 to 4 times per week to get in shape. I did not have a particular race I was training for, but when I began training, I did not even time myself. I had measured out a few courses and knew approximately how far I was running, but I just went out and ran. As I felt myself getting into better shape, I began timing myself. On my iPod, I can hit a button as I'm running and it will tell me the total time elapsed plus my current minutes per mile pace. I started getting frustrated because some days, or during some parts of my run, I would be off the pace of where I thought I should be. Sometimes I would be ahead of the pace I had previously run, but I felt like I should be even farther ahead. I started reflecting on the 1% growth model, which says we want to make small improvements each day. In addition, it is especially challenging to make more than a 1% increase each day. However, time is only one measure of improvement. Maybe my 1% improvement was going farther than I had run before. Maybe my 1% improvement was running when I didn't feel like running. Maybe my 1% improvement was picking up my pace over the last 3/4 of a mile rather than just the final 1/2 of a mile. Maybe my 1% improvement was improving my running form. Maybe my 1% improvement was running a route which featured a more challenging terrain. And then I made a discovery. My iPod's calibration was faulty, so the feedback I was getting was not accurate. So not only was I only focused on one area of improvement, time, but I focused my attention on an external model which was not giving correct feedback. I want to challenge you to look at what you are measuring and who is setting the expectations for your improvement. Am I saying we shouldn't set goals? I'm saying that our goals should be about what we contribute to the process of striving for excellence, not the outcome, and they should involve things that are totally under our control. Is it possible we are improving even when we don't feel like we are getting better? We need to challenge ourselves, but when we are only focused on one area of improvement or comparing ourselves to others, it is more likely we will get frustrated and want to give up. If we are training for excellence, to be the best we can be in any task we are involved, then we need to use our internal compass to gauge whether we gave our best effort and made improvements. And then we need to do it again and again and again. The paradox of hinging everything on our internal motivation is we don't have a way to escape. Many times we want to compare ourselves to others or expect others to motivate us because when it doesn't go our way or we don't want to put in the work, we can blame it on someone or something else rather than taking personal responsibility. But our strength comes from our responsibility. We can draw from the dreams and aspirations we already have inside and the lessons we have learned from our past to find our inspiration. We can also discover we have the power to create the life we want to live. So how about you? Can you identify something you want to change in your life? What is your motivation for making the change? Is it internal or external? How can you start or continue making your decisions based on internal motivations rather than external motivations? Having internal motivation is simple, but it's not easy. Making 1% improvement is simple, but it's not easy. Do you want to be unstoppable? Get rid of external markers of achievement. Live with inspiration and love what you are doing. Use your internal compass to make 1% improvement each day, and no one can stop you but you. I'd like to thank you for joining us today for our 100th episode of the 1% Leadership Podcast. I appreciate your support by listening and subscribing to the podcast and leaving ratings and reviews on iTunes. I'm excited to help you on your journey to write your own story. And one final thought I'd like to leave you with today. You can gain knowledge and wisdom from others, but the answers to your questions about your purpose and how you can make a difference in the lives of your students are already inside you. So keep searching for those answers, keep writing your own story, and keep increasing your impact on your students by giving them a better version of you every day.